Colin Lays, honorary professor at Goldsmiths College London, who's been studying and writing about the NHS since the late 1990s, on the phone now. And he's launching his new book tonight that he's written with Stuart Player, called The Plot Against the NHS. Colin, thanks for talking to us. Can you give us a brief outline of the arguments you make in your book?
Yes, the title, The Plot, really refers to the fact that there was a project on the part of a small group of people to turn the NHS from a public universal service, get rid of that and replace it with a healthcare market with public funding for at least, you know, basic services. And that was in the minds of people like the Independent Healthcare Association back in the 90s. To call it a plot is because in pushing that through, they knew, everybody involved knew, that the public hadn't been consulted on this, and if they had been, given the massive popularity of the NHS, wouldn't have agreed to it. And therefore, it was done as far as possible out of the public eye from 2000 onwards.
I mean, the government has published a very clear white paper about exactly what they wanted to do in this. What do you say to those people who say there is no conspiracy, this is really just about innovation rather than destruction in the NHS?
Well, the NHS plan, which is the founding document for this, which was published in 2000, doesn't talk about the conversion of the NHS into a market. The white paper of July last year, Mr. Lansley's white paper, effectively does, and that's the difference. We've now arrived at the denouement of what was very clearly conceived by the prime protagonists in this back in the 90s, but was not openly acknowledged for 10 years, more than 10 years. It's pretty openly acknowledged now, you know, the notion of privatization, competition, opening the NHS budget to alternative for-profit providers. That's all now part of semi-official discourse, but it wasn't. Back in the middle of the last decade, anybody who'd said, this is where we're going, this is the end of it, would have been in trouble.
This is, you believe, the end of the NHS as we know it?
I do.
And you don't think that the pause that's been announced now is going to stop that path?
Well, it's certainly not intended to. The idea of the pause clearly is to review the opposition that's been expressed in a variety of sources, and not least the medical profession, the nurses, the BMA Special Representatives Meeting, concern on the part of Nigel Evans and the NHS Confederation, and so on, to review all this. I mean, I think Cameron realizes he's got a Secretary of State for Health who's, got the bit in his mouth and running with it in a way that I think Cameron hadn't really foreseen how complex this was and how many interests were going to be at stake and how really contrary to the sort of ethos of the NHS and what the public expect of it. I don't think he foresaw all this, so I think he was quite taken aback by the time of the, especially the BMA Special Representatives Conference. And I think that what they're doing now is contemplating what amendments they could pass as major changes in the bill, which wouldn't actually seriously affect its main aim.
And what do you think, you know, in sort of 5 years, 10 years' time, our healthcare is going to look like? How is it going to affect patients and practitioners?
In 5 or 10 years' time, if this goes through, I think what we will have is a basic health service covered by public funding. I think it will be basic, it will be increasing amount of things which are not covered, rather as various things have been dropped out of the comprehensive list over the years, including, for many people, dentistry, for example, routine eye care. More and more things will be dropped out. Other things will be kept in, but will be considered things that should be paid for partly by the patient. I think the drive for top-ups, which has already been expressed on in a lot of quarters and not just private industry, that will come. And then the quality of NHS provision will become very uneven. These commissioning consortia under the bill, they are free to decide what they think is appropriate for their patients. So what they think is appropriate in Hackney and what they think is appropriate in West Surrey could be completely different or very different. And
thank you, Colin. I'm afraid we've run out of time now. But thank you so much for your time and best of luck tonight.
Thanks very much.